Hey everyone, welcome to the God is Simple podcast series with Ebenezer Agboola, the leading teacher of the Ministry of Light International, also known as MOLLY, a ministry dedicated to bringing the light of understanding into the darkness of deception by teaching the Word of God. We'll be diving into episodes anchored on the book, The Simplicity of Spirituality, authored by Ebenezer himself. God is not some tedious, complicated being to interact with. Even though he's a spirit, he's actually quite simple. Join me in this episode as we dive into the simplicity of spirituality.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to God is Simple with Ebenezer Agboola, based on the simplicity of spirituality. You can find that book everywhere on Amazon and all the online bookstores and even some physical bookstores. The book will really help you to understand the simplicity in God. It is my life mission to bring God to everybody in a simple way. That's my calling, and I'm passionate about it. Now, last time, I hope you enjoyed that episode. It was really awesome. It's just foundational concept on who is a man, what is man made of. And we talk about how man was created in the image of God, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. What that means is God is a spirit, John chapter 1, verse chapter 4, verse 24. So man is a spirit, okay? And that's where you hear the concept. Man is a spirit with a soul and has a body. Man is a spirit. It has a soul and it lives in a body. That's where that concept comes from. Man was created in the image of God. God is a spirit. However, that scripture also said man was created in the likeness of God. Now, what does that mean? That's the other side, right? So, as God is, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he made man like that too. So we have man the body, man the spirit, and the man the soul. The body of man was created from the dust of the earth. Now, if you feel lost with what I'm saying, please go back and listen to that episode. It's titled "Who is a Man?" And then you will get better understanding. Now, today we'll be focusing on the physical. We said that the body of the man was created from the dust of the earth. The body of the man was created from the dust of the earth. The physical realm, according to Google, the physical realm is, you know, Google said is anything that relates to the body. You see that? Excluding the mind. It relates to the body. It excludes the mind. Why? Because the body of man was made from the dust of the earth. The physical is the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God made the heavens," plural, "and the earth." The heavens are the terrestrial. They are the spiritual. And the earth, that's singular. That's physical. Now, second definition that Google gave was the physical can be identified by anything that we can perceive through our senses, tangible or concrete. This is perfect. This is fantastic definition. Remember what I said earlier, that what is created in the flesh is really flesh. John chapter 3 verse 6, right? So when it comes to the physical, the realm of physicality, it has to do with the body of man. God made the physical before he made the body. He made the physical to accommodate the body. Now, please follow me. The body of man was made to function in the physical. When something is not functioning in the physical, that's no more. It has nothing to do with the physical anymore. The moment you are operating and your operation is outside of the physical, that's no more the physical. So your body is made to function in the physical. Now, if you know anything about engineering, you know engineering design things with regards to the environment that thing will function in. For example, the way they design airplane is different from the way they design cars, because an airplane is meant to fly. And if you think about it, when you get into the atmosphere, it's a little different than when you're on the earth. So they designed them differently. In the same way, the human body was designed from the dust of the environment it will live in. So naturally, when the human body leaves the earth, the human body needs to be protected and it needs to be adapted to function in places like, say, space. This is why almost the same percentage of water in the human body is the same percentage of water on the earth. The earth is the physical. That's the natural physical, the natural habitat that man, the body of man, is meant to function. So our physical body is inseparable from the physical realm, from the earth. The earth is our primary place of existence. This is why they still haven't found where we can go colonize. They are working on Mars, but we're not meant to function in Mars atmosphere because our body was not created from the dust of Mars. So if we're going to go there, we really need to protect ourselves. There's a lot of things we have to do to adapt this body to function. And this concept is the same concept why God, that's why Jesus had to come in form of man, because for God to, for a spirit being to exist in the physical realm, a physical entity, an entity is needed. An entity is needed. So Jesus had to come in the form of a man to do what he wanted to do on the earth. And the Holy Spirit had to dwell in you and I to function on the earth. Amos I'm blanking on the verse now. In Amos chapter 9 verse 7, I believe, the Bible says God cannot do a thing except he has revealed it to his servant, the prophet. The devil does this too. Remember, God made Adam and he gave him dominion over the earth. So far as you have your body, no spirit can exploit this realm, can come into this realm, unless a man allow it. So the devil exploit this, and God utilizes this. Like I said, Jesus had to come in the flesh to function on the earth, and the Holy Spirit had to dwell in us to function on the earth. So the earth only respond to our body. And the body is meant to function on the earth. Okay? This is why you see devils are always looking for people to possess, right? Now, there's something I want to challenge in this realm, and then we'll move on. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible makes it very clear that once we are dead, the next thing is judgment. What this means is this challenge. The concept of, you know, tormented soul and ghost and things like that roaming around the earth. You've heard that stories where they will say some people cannot rest, so they are roaming about to take vengeance or whatever it is. They couldn't get to heaven. That's not according to the scripture. So the question is, but you can tell that some people actually have those experiences. They saw their great-grandfather roaming about. They saw their great-grandfather. They actually had this experience. Can I tell you something? When a person died, they are facing judgment immediately. That's what the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. But what is going on is this. You see, the devil is a messed up devil. He's a messed up devil. There's something called familiar spirit. Everybody has spirit that the devil has ordained to monitor them. Those spirits know intricate detail that nobody else perhaps knows. So these are the spirits that take over the body, and they go about deceiving people. They are stealing identity of the people. That's what is going on there in most cases. If you look at Jude chapter 1 verse 9, we saw the devil trying to fight for Moses' body. Why? Because towards the end of Moses' life, he sinned. Numbers chapter 20. So the devil wanted to steal his body so he can be deceiving people. deceiving the Israelites up until today. Judaism still exists. And that's even God, with God burying the body of Moses. So imagine if the devil was able to steal that body. He will have used it to really cause so much mess in Israel. So what are we saying? The same way God can use your pastor's image to speak to you, the devil can also use images of unbelievers, particularly to deceive people. The person is already in hell in the case of an unbeliever. Remember, in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 21, we saw the same thing, where the prophet Elijah's bone raised the dead. Whatever God gives in this earth, whatever anointing or the mantles, they are still here. Don't let anybody deceive you that God is holding the Elijah mantle in heaven. That's a lie. Romans chapter 11, 29 says, the gift of God, they are irrevocable. They're still here. Every anointing God has released, they remain here. Now, let me corroborate this concept with something that happened in the book of Genesis. You remember what I said? God can borrow the body of his servant to speak to you and I in the physical, because you and I are more susceptible to respond to the people that we know. Remember when Jesus cast out those devils out of the madman of Gadara, the people were so afraid that they sent Jesus. They were so afraid of Jesus that they said he should leave. Sometimes when we see God in his majesty, we can run. So what he does is he borrowed the image of people that we are close to, that we are familiar with, to speak to us. And the devil does the same thing, but he doesn't seek permission and he doesn't borrow. He just looks for our carelessness. God is looking for our submission to him, but the devil is looking for our carelessness and emptiness. Something happened in Genesis chapter 18. Three men came to Adam, and the Bible made us understand that one of them was God. But in chapter 19, two of those men went to Sodom. What I want you to see here is Abraham saw this man, he addressed them as my Lord. When Lot saw the two out of the three men, Lot also said the same thing, my Lord. Remember, Adam and Lot, they were related. For them to address these people in the same way, I am inclined to believe that these people, this angelic being and God, they came in a form known to Adam and Lot. So Adam and Lot knew this image. So they respected those people in the same way. So Jesus had to leave his glory to come as a regular man, like I said. And the devil, so God is looking to borrow identity, but the devil also uses this method as well. So like I said earlier, again, remember, the devil was once an angel. So his primary existence is the spiritual realm too. And God is a spirit. So man is a dual being. But the physical is where the body of man was created to function. And in the physical, spirits can function in the physical with a vessel that is here. So every spirit needs a vessel. Man is a spirit, but he already has a vessel. And if man is careless, that vessel can be hijacked by the devil. And if we are walking with God, God can borrow our vessel too. Right? So the concept I explained earlier is why there's so much demonic activity in cemetery, for example. Right? So in a nutshell, the physical is any environment where the body of man can function naturally, or you can adapt it to function. So the body of man is why man can be alive in the physical. So what are we saying? Man is a dual being, and your physical body is why you are functioning in the physical. And the physical is the environment where your body can function or be adapted to function. Until I see you again next time, when we drill down into the spiritual, God bless you. Talk soon. Bye. I'm sure you've been blessed by this episode. It will be my privilege to have the opportunity to lead you to the author and finisher of the simplicity of spirituality, Jesus Christ. Please say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. I know I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I confess my sin and ask you for forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sin and you raised him to claim my victory. I confess and accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior and invite him into my heart. With your help, I will trust and obey forever. So help me God, in Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, you're born again. Please reach out to us through the information from this podcast and we'll be sure to send you material to help you grow. Jesus bless you. See you next time.